As I've already said, World War One finished, stopped, the fighting stopped at least, at 11 a.m. on the 11th of November, 1918. It stopped as a result of something called the armistice being signed. Now, I don't know if our younger members know what an armistice is, but it is an agreement to stop fighting, okay? So Germany and all the other nations agreed to stop fighting. Fine, that's great. But that wasn't the end of it. The peace treaty that actually finished the war was signed on the 28th of June 1919 in Versailles. That's when the war officially ended. And it was in that year that King George V decreed, ordered, if you like, that there should be every year on the 11th of November at 11 o'clock a 2 minute silence in remembrance of those who had given their lives. So on the 11th of November 1919, at 11 o'clock in the morning, there was the first 2 minute silence, except in one house, where at that exact moment, a tiny baby girl was born. Her parents had lived through the war. Their love had survived the war. And she was born at 11 o'clock on the 11th of November 1919, 100 years ago tomorrow. Her parents were full of joy and love and hope. Hope that this little girl would grow up in a peaceful, safe and happy world. That little girl grew up. But by the time she was 20, the world was at war again. World War II, 1939 to 1945. Something else we remember today. And just as her mother had done, she married a soldier. And 18 months after the end of World War II, in 1947, she had a baby girl too, which brought hope and love and joy into her home, into her life. That baby girl stands before you this morning. That lady I've just spoken to you about was my mother. She would have been 100 tomorrow. And she always spoke about the very first Remembrance Sunday, Armistice Day as it was. And as a child, Armistice Day was always on the 11th of November. It didn't matter which day of the week it was, and everything stopped for 2 minutes. I can remember sitting in a classroom, you children are like this. There was a war memorial outside the school. And at 11 o'clock on the 11th of November, no matter what day of the week it was, the traffic stopped, the teachers stopped talking, lessons stopped for 2 minutes. Since then, it's the nearest Sunday to the 11th, but that doesn't matter so long as we remember. Mum always said that on her birthday, she always felt quite sad until 11 o'clock when she'd had her own 2 minute silence and then she could get on and enjoy her birthday. After I'd volunteered, if you please, to do this morning's service, there was just one word that God gave me to speak on, and that was hope. My grandparents had hope that Mum's world would be a better one than they'd experienced for the previous 4.5 years. My mum hoped that the world would be a better place for me to grow up in than she'd experienced in the previous 6 years. But you know, in the 72 years that I've walked this earth, it hasn't been a peaceful place, has it? I sat at home the other day thinking about the amount of wars there have been in this world since I was born. I got up to a dozen and then decided that I thought that was enough. Proof enough that we don't keep our word, do we? A human agreement to stop fighting doesn't always last. The reading I chose this morning warns us that we don't, as Christians, fight against flesh and blood. There are forces out in the world that will try to take us away from what we believe. Going back to my mum, she had a hope, a long-term, eternal hope, that she would live with Jesus. She was a Christian lady. She brought me and my sister up to know and to believe in Jesus. Her hope was that she would go to be with Jesus at the end of her life. Now, hope, what is hope? How do we define hope? Hope, I've always thought, was something that I thought I might quite like. Oh, I hope I might do that, or I hope I might do the other. Hope is to look forward with expectation for something, whatever it might be. Looking forward with expectation. Mum looked forward with expectation to go and live with Jesus. And I believe that that's where she is. She died 3 years ago, just short of her 100th birthday. But hey, she lives forever. That's wonderful. That passage goes on to tell us to keep our armour in good order. Every soldier is issued with kit. The Bible talks about armour, but I'm going to call it kit this morning. Every soldier is given a kit to wear, and they have to look after it. They get into serious trouble if they don't. Your kit is no good if it isn't properly looked after, properly maintained, your shoes well polished, and all that goes with it. I know from past experience that today, the church in the town, St. Editha's, will be packed with people. People who have gone to remember and give thanks for the peaceful country we live in. Many, 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 many churches in this country today will be packed with people. My question is, where will they be next week? You might be able to see, but here we have the symbol of a hill with 3 crosses on it. My attempt at recreating Calvary. 2,000 years ago, God sent his son to this world to show us a better way to live. He sent him to die for the wrong things that we do, because God wants us to have that hope that we can live with him forever. The way to do that is through Jesus, through his shed blood. It is no coincidence that there are poppies on those crosses, symbolising the blood of Jesus. And there are three there this morning for this simple reason, that three people were crucified that day. Jesus and two robbers. The one asked for forgiveness and was promised that today you will be with me in paradise. Well, he had a hope. He died with a hope. Don't you think that's wonderful? I do. Some people say, I've heard it said, I've got to go to church tomorrow, today. It's special. But last Sunday was special. And next Sunday is special. All Sundays are special because we come on a Sunday to worship and praise and give glory to Jesus, the Son of God, who gave his life for us. How many people will be in the churches next week? Our communion table, which, perhaps it doesn't. I'm telling lies. Communion tables sometimes, is it not on there? Anyway, some communion tables have the words, do this in remembrance of me. Yes? King George V gave an order that we should have every year a 2-minute silence in remembrance of those who gave their lives. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave an order. It wasn't you can if you like. Do this in remembrance of me. Every time we have communion in this church or any other church, we remember that Jesus gave his life for each and for every one of us. He is our hope. And it isn't a hope that is short-lived. It is a hope that lasts forever. If you want to live with Jesus forever, to know his peace, you need to have Jesus in your life. And if you have, we have a duty, an absolute duty, to tell people who do not know Jesus of the joy and the love and the hope that he brings to our lives. It is our duty to tell them. That's what our brigades are about. We teach the boys about true Christian manliness. Christ at the centre. If you look at a BB badge, it has a red cross around the anchor. And the girls' brigade encourage their girls to seek, serve and follow Christ. And the centre of your badge is a cross too, as a reminder that that's what it's all about. Jesus is what it's all about. Please remember that. People today need a hope for the future. And I'm going to say this to you. Jesus is our only hope. turn to him, he'll keep you safe. He won't let you down. And you have a future in eternity with Jesus.